I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He loves it when you spit on that thing. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. His best friend is Jacob Daddy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Yeah, Sweet Spot. We are live today at the All-Star Village at Esports Stadium in Arlington, hard by the Temple. We'll be going over to the All-Star game this evening, and you heard the theme song.
Yeah.
Now, afternoon Jubb hits different. He's great in the morning, but I feel like he has that little extra oomph in the afternoon. But I think vacation afternoon Jubb.
Oh, yeah, regular sleep.
My God. Whew.
Probably a couple of frozen awesomes.
Woo!
In. You just don't know.
You know it, brother. How you doing?
Good. I miss you guys.
Well, we miss you, and I think
we missed you last week.
Yeah, we definitely missed you last week when we were doing that morning drive shift.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Real quick, can you please talk some P1s off the ledge? Because they assume that you're going through contract hell or – maybe you're all thinking about retirement. You're coming back next Monday.
No.
You've worked with Denny too much.
No, just for the first time in 30 years, we're taking a really long summer vacation. We've never done this before. And it is weird. You know, sometimes I have the almost like sabbatical at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But it's never been this long during the summer. And it's, I don't know, I kind of feel like I've been... I don't know, fired or something. It's just like, go back to work. It feels really strange, but it's been good. I've been catching up on my sleep. I've been,
heck yeah,
Having good times. I've had a great break.
Did you go anywhere?
Nowhere exotic. Went to the lake, Possum Kingdom, God's Country. Went to Austin and played an afternoon set with the great Cody Jinks.
Okay.
Just done some really cool things, and I've not been waking up at 3:45. That's the main thing.
Yeah, buddy, that is the best.
So yeah. I'm sure you've heard the national anthem last night. I feel really bad for the girl, and she put out a statement today that she was drunk and she's going to get help. I've never heard of her. This Ingrid Andress. Sean hasn't heard of her.
Nah.
Are you familiar with her? You're more into country music than we are.
I don't know hardly anything about her. I have heard of her before. That was rough. So, okay, because I've been pretty unplugged. She said she was inebriated?
Yes.
Yeah, she said she was drunk, and she's going to rehab to get help.
She felt really bad. She loves this country, but she was drunk last night, and yeah, I'm sure... Her phone blew up just like everybody's phone blew up last night when it went down.
She was killing it. Do you think in her mind? Or do you think when you got halfway through and thought, oh.
No, she
you could
kind of
tell by her body language.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling it.
It's not funny. It's not funny, and I'm glad she's getting help.
Exactly.
And very indeed, yes. We should probably all get help, right?
But Frozen Awesomes.
But
yeah.
Frozen Awesomes on vacation is totally fine.
Yeah, when you're on vacation, it's okay. When you're not gigging, you know.
Yeah. Okay, did you know that you could order a Frozen Awesome as early as like 10 o'clock in the morning?
Where?
At a resort. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Resort.
At a resort pool. And
the swim-up bar?
Dude came by. Yeah, dude was in the pool. The dude came by and he said, can I get you anything? I said, you serve Frozen Awesomes this early? I said, I'm sorry, sir, what? You know, like a margarita or pina colada. He goes, oh, yeah, we can get you one of those.
What's the earliest you'll get going drinking on? Not on vacation, but just a given day. Maybe weekday or even weekend, because we were doing the morning shift last week, and getting off at 10 a.m. is pretty nice. I wouldn't do the Frozen Awesome that early, but
I was
kind of tempted a few times.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You could do a Bloody Mary or a mimosa or something right after. Yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, maybe I do. I may need to get help. I don't know.
No.
Just don't lie to your doctor anymore, George. That's the problem.
That is the worst, man. I know. I don't know. We're a couple of months away from a next checkup, and
Ruh-roh.
Go in and fudge on that.
What's that word you keep saying? Alcohol? I don't, can you spell it for me?
What is that word? What do you mean? And this is just an estimate, right? So you're not going to, like, hold me to this answer.
Yeah, not every day is the same, yeah. Doc. I mean, come on.
Who knows? I can't remember every day, you know?
All right, Georgie.
Hey, by the way,
okay, go
this
ahead.
May have been on our station, but did I hear right? And there's a restaurant. I think it may be Billy Can Can, which is an awesome place that's advertising now.
Yeah.
Have y'all gone down there and got an order of octopus hush puppies?
Ham,
have you done this?
For ham, yeah.
No.
Have you ever had octopus ham? There's no way.
No.
There's no way.
Would you try? Ham would hate it.
No, yeah. I wouldn't try it.
I don't know. It might be good.
You fry it up, anything's good, you know? Just put some breadcrumbs.
His defense, that makes it really kind of fishy, seafoody, if they do have such a thing as octopus hush puppies.
We are due for another ham versus food.
Yeah.
We've only had one edition.
I know.
I feel like doing octopus hush puppies. I feel like that would be kind of extreme, but...
Nah, it's too... We need ham to just eat regular things that he's never tried. Like, it's the heat of summer. He needs to try watermelon for the first time.
I cannot believe he's never had watermelon.
I know.
That is just...
It's mind-bending.
I think one of the nerds clusters he has back here is watermelon flavored.
Okay, well, see.
Oh, the one that Oprah liked so much? Yeah.
Yeah.
She loved nerds.
Absolutely.
He brought a bag in yesterday the size of luggage.
Like a carry-on?
It's pretty great.
Okay, George, I do have a question, because back in 1995, I was in middle school for the All-Star game. The ticket was on the air. What experiences remember from that sweaty midsummer
classic?
We had
a huge presence. I did play-by-play for the Home Run Derby.
Oh, with Frank winning it?
Yes.
Wow.
Big Frank winning it, the Big Hurt. And because we were on in the afternoons then, we were 2-5, and it fell during our – I heard you guys talking about this, I guess, yesterday. And, yeah, it was a late afternoon thing. It was like a – does 4 o'clock sound too early?
That sounds smart.
That sounds right, yeah.
But a home run derby at 105 degree temperature at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was hot as heck. And then we learned during the home run derby who the starting pitchers would be. And then the hardline, or I guess Chuck, started up at 5. And then Craig and I like went down on the field, and I was in the American League dugout talking to the next night's starting pitcher, Randy Johnson.
Wow. The unit.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome.
I don't know how we got to do that, because I guess we could just do things that other people couldn't, because they didn't want to, you know, give up afternoon drive to, you know, carry home run derby. And I think there was like it was us and the hardline that was on doing it, talking baseball and calling home runs, and it was awesome.
I really want that audio if it exists anywhere. That would be amazing.
Man, I don't think I have it. I might, because I have
a reel-to-reel.
Years, but that would be interesting to hear high voice Giorgio doing home run derby play-by-play.
That'd be amazing. Wow. Well, that's really cool.
I was such a seam head back then, too.
I know. Back when you're all hard up behind the White Sox, then you have turned your back on the team of your childhood. But
I know. Isn't that terrible?
No,
I got problems. I really do.
You really don't. And the P1s have problems with you boys out. So you'll be back next Monday. Just
promise.
Tell everybody again so they can hear it, just so they know it's real.
We will be back next Monday.
All right. There we go.
All the users will be back next Monday. Unless my heart seizes up.
Okay,
don't say that.
Don't leave it on a dark note.
Don't say that.
George,
I don't think that's going to happen.
Let's hope
just
not.
Enjoy some Frozen Awesome.
Yeah, Frozen
Awesome.
Everything's
going to be fine.
Yeah, let's keep those going.
That's right.
Sir.
There he goes. That is George Dunham with afternoon job on vacation.
Bye, Jub. Miss you.
Courage Boys back Monday morning at 5:30.